thing. Sorry, Paul. So now he's going on the Mamorim of Pesach Zu Matzah Zu Maror Zu. Now he's going on the Inya of Matzah. So Omnom, the left hand column, the first paragraph. Omnom. Inyan HaMatzah, Rav Aruch HaLamayla Inyan HaMatzah, spoke about it before, V'rachim B'zeh Perek Shloshim B'shisho, Perek HaMishu V'echad, V'ezi Inyan HaMatzah Moira Al Cheirus, V'at HaTayim R'san HaDvor, Shikul Nivir Kim Chai. So first of all, Paul does speak about this. Now the Prokim, in different ways, how it's Lechem, how Lechem only could be Cheirus, etc. Now he's going to be Mevaya with two other Nikudas. V'hine Oid Nevaya, V'ezi Inyan HaMatzah Moira Cheirus Dafkin. How is it that matzah shows chayus? She'im shu matzah v'lechem oini umor lechayus. Because the real question is, a lot of the things that chayus is required, that chayus expresses chayus, are things we sit on big chairs and with derech nechorin and all sorts of very kind of wealthy trappings, and yet the matzah, which is supposed to be chayus, is as poor as you can get. It's called lechem oni. It has nothing. So, how is it expressed chayrus? She'im shu matzah lechem oni umar lechayrus. She'kvo yedata. Ki aviseinu kora adova shu poshut matzah. Moshe zboya adova ze pamim harbi od. U bishvul kach kora chachomo or de lo meliach lo kumiach matzah vishol apshitus. Ve dova shu poshut u roi lechayrus veis mekor. So let's explain this nekuda here. This is the Maral is introducing two inyonim that are, he's introducing a description of a certain dimension, which is pshitus versus murkavus. Pshitus means simple, and murkav means complex. Meaning the following: if there are things you can take a sheepskin, put it on yourself, and it's a kind of coat. Of sorts, it's kind of a baguette of sorts. You can take it, you can shear the wool and spin it, weave it, embroider it, etc., etc., and make a baguette also. So that which is simple, meaning it's basically one element, is called pshitus, and that which consists of two or three different things together is called murka. Instinctively, we tend to look at Murkav as something which is a mila. In other words, if the person who takes a sheepskin with wool and throws it on himself, he's either very primitive, he doesn't know how to do anything else, he's very poor, he doesn't have money to make anything more better than that, and it's got its chesronos. The person who shears the wool and combs it and washes it and etc., 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 and makes through a complex process a baguette, we tend to think of it as being more advanced, better. Similarly, a person who has a simple set of tools, he has a hammer and a screwdriver, everything goes with that, and a pair of pliers, let's say, versus a person who has a lot of very specialized tools, the specialized tools are "quote unquote," better. They fit their mission and so on. But there is an element that is a mila in pshitus that you don't have in murka. For instance, the more pashut something is, the less dependent it is. So therefore, it is more free to do. For instance, a person whose meals consist of bread and butter and drinks a glass of water doesn't need very much, and he can go any place where he can find bread and butter. The person who needs a complex meal is going to be restricted. He can't go anywhere unless he's sure that he has this, and this. The more elements are bound together, a store that has one person who runs it, so there's a limit to what he can do, but the freedom to do, I want to close the store today, I want to do inventory, I want to put more this, more that, more the other thing. In terms of freedom, it is the freest. He's freest. Somebody who has a lot of specialized workers can get a lot more done, but on the other hand, he's very bound. I have to ask this manager, I have to get the approval to the board, I need to see if it fits with the bookkeeping procedures and so on and so forth. So the more complex something is, since everything is dependent, independence and dependence are chayrus and versus shibud, and the complexity means it is dependent. This company needs a financial officer, sales force, marketing, development, etc., etc. So as the dependency grows, the independency decreases. That's definition as such. Murkav and Pshitos all across the board is like that. Vezer, kadovishu murkav u'mishubet, kashiyadua shekola shemurkav mishnei dvarim. Anything that consists of two things, already hadov echad poel basheni, one thing affects the other, v'kol echad poel u'mispael, each one affects and is affected by the other one, ve'ein ze ben chorin, that's not free. Shekim shu murkav mishnei dvarim, u'mem nasim dove echad, ha'echad hu shepoel be'echad. So since there are two things that create the one thing, it depends on each one. It's like a chain that it stands by the weakest of the links. Let's take an example in terms of kochos ha'nefesh. Let's say a person likes to learn, very much into learning, wants to learn, but he also likes kavod a lot, and that's pushing him. In other words, when I look at this person, I say, why is Reuven learning? I'm saying it's a mixture of liking to learn and a sense of kavod. The problem is, it's not two motives are pushing him. I mean, two motives are pushing him, but they don't help each other, they hinder each other. So let's say it'd be better for him to learn in this place, but kavod says it's not the fixed motive. Let's say it would be good for him to ask a question again, how what's pshat, to ask it over again. Kavod is hindering it, so each one is detracting on the other, because his personality rests on two pillars, and unless the kavod comes along with it, the learning can't come along with it. So on the one hand, somebody says, well, Sai has avas Torah, and Sai the kavod is pushing him to learn, so we're getting double the effect. No, you're restricting his avas Torah, is now restricted, because if the kavod, it's like when you have 2 feet, one foot can never outrun the other foot. You're dependent on the other foot as well. So anytime a person has kochos ha'nefesh, anytime a person's personality is defined by a few elements, then they have to fit into place. And therefore, each one is dependent on the other one, and it detracts from the other one. It's true the same thing with luxury and so on and so forth. Let's just finish the paragraph, then we'll talk about this point as well. Avla pshutim, yesh bem yitzir lecheres min ashibut, she'ein dover poel bo. Dover that's pashit is ben chorin. And that's why matzah refers to anything that's pashit. We spoke about it very much quite a while back when we learned it towards the beginning, halach manya. I think we can rechazer this nekuda. People have asked, but I mean, on the other hand, you do show all sorts of wealthy things as a ben chorin and so on. Let's take an example and let's see the different bechinas. A person has a car. He gets used to having a car, and he can't walk 2 blocks without a car. So that car is not adding to his abilities. It might add someone to his abilities, but it's detracting from his abilities, because his mobility is him and the car. So if the car is not working, if someone else has the car, if whatever it is, then the person is no longer mobile. So the car took away from it. The person lost some of his independence because of the car. Let's say the person is perfectly capable of walking and he walks, it's not a problem. But he has a car to take him to those places that you can't walk, something that's 10 miles away. So there, the car adds to his person, to his abilities, rather than take away. And the reason is, because the person's own metzias is pashut. In other words, I am me. I don't need anything but the shirt on my back, and that's it. I can go anywhere. Where my abilities end, and I can add something to it, then I'm adding. But where I need these things, then it becomes part of myself. I walk only, some people need a cane, some people need a car. The difference is a car is more expensive, but it's the same thing. So now what I've done is I've limited my ability to walk rather than increased my ability to walk. The difference is, does it become part of my metzius, or does it become an external thing that I can take it or leave it as I wish? It's very, very important. I mean, when we think about chayrus, so Baruch Hashem, you know, when there were times when Klai Yisrael was physically meshubet and really, really, you know, down and harassed, and you know, the life in, for many, many centuries in different places was kipshuto shibud. So it was not an issue to think of shibud and golos and gula and so on and so forth. But in a deeper way, when a person is in the tkufa of life that he's being mechanech himself to learn. So someone comes along and says, well, you know, shouldn't we make use of all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us today? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us air conditioning and a car and decent food and all sorts of good things that help enhance, increase our learning. Shouldn't we do it that way? When a person sets up a yeshiva, should it be simple, ascetic, or have cult of Sela? The answer is, if a person builds his metzias on needs, then every need that's met is taking away from his ability to be a Ben Chorin. I won't be able to sit and learn unless it's air conditioned, unless breakfast is a real meal, unless a car took me from my house to yeshiva, unless the chairs are comfortable to sit on, unless the lighting is good, unless. So I've really boxed myself into a corner because of all the prerequisites I need to do something. The starting out a person's personal chinuch by meeting expectations is making the person into murkav. You're building into yourself needs that are taken away from you, because unless those needs are met, you don't function. If the person trains himself, let's say a person is in the army for a few years, let's say a person is leading a simple life, you know, as simple as it can be for a long tkufa, and then he gets other things, and he's careful not to let those other things become needs. He uses them only as extensions. That's not a murkav anymore. Then it's a pashut, and he's adding. In other words, it's a yad arich to all these things. Even when it's so hot that the human body can't learn, I can still learn because it's air conditioned. Even when it's so far that I can't walk there, that I really cannot walk there, I go by car. But I press the time. Whatever it is, the vart is the person is using those things instead of subsisting on those things. So matzah is, that's what Chazal called matzah, anything a davar pashut. Like leather that has not been terribly processed is called matzah, because it means as it is. It's like the marshal taking a sheepskin and throwing it over your shoulders. That's called matzah. I mean, over there it's talking about parchment to write on, but the dugma of it. Matzah is lechem. It's oni in the sense, not bad, but in the sense of an oni has nothing. An ani also needs nothing. An ani survives on the simplest things. Lechem chorin of a ben chorin is simplicity. A person needs something. We're living in a society where our restrictions are not bad things imposed on us, but good things that we've become addicted to. We need so many things that until it doesn't start, we don't get off the ground. And therefore, we're very, very restricted in the freedom we have to do good things. The Raul also before mentions it. Bederach klal, bread is the thing that you live on. And what a person subsists on, what a person lives on, is his metzias, his mohus. Just like we don't eat trefa because it becomes part of our metzias, the type of bread that we eat, since bread is the main support of life, that's ki'ilu on a nefeshtika level what our metzias is. So that's what the Maral says. We eat lechem only, but because that's the lechem of Nechorin. The matzah zu shanarechem Hashem ma is because when we left, the reason why we left was because it was so easy for us to leave. We grabbed the dough and we left with it. Rav Chaim Shalevitz used to speak about it in different ways, but he mentioned that the people, many of the people who didn't escape from Europe, from the, he was speaking more about Western Europe, where they had the visa, where they could have escaped. The people who didn't have many belongings escaped. The people who had a lot of assets, a lot of businesses, dawdled because they need to take care of it. You just don't walk away from these huge holdings and so forth. And many of those got stuck and trapped in Europe. So he used to say, people think that a Baal HaBayis is somebody that owns a house. He said, I say a Baal HaBayis is someone that the house owns him. You know, the people were beholden to the belongings instead of the other way around. The belongings kept them pinned to Europe rather than the other way around. So that's what he's saying. The bread that we eat on Pesach is simplicity. In other words, pshitus. It's if a person wants chayrus, the key to chayrus is pshitus. If the less things a person's, the less elements a person's persona is based on, the more free he is to make decisions. If all I want to do is learn, and covet is not part of it, then I learn from whoever I think I will learn the most. I ask the questions as many times as I need to ask. I have no problems doing anything other than the learning. The minute I put two elements into it, each one chains the other one down. Each one takes away from the other one down. And it's true across everything. So, lechem of matzah, lechem of geula is lechem only. The more simple a person's metzias is, the more focused it's on one item, the freer he is to pursue that goal. Okay, hold on.